Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. Mike Linneman used to run track with the University of Minnesota, and they're still got hope that they can bring some of the programs back that were eliminated last year. They took it to the legislature. They've been bringing it. They've been fighting it. They're fighting the great fight, and he joins us now. Mike, thank you for joining us.
Happy to be here. Thanks, Maxie, for having me on.
You bet. Give me an update. Where does it stand right now? You guys have gone back and forth a little bit at the legislative level. Regent Rush has done a great job presenting your case. Where is it at right now, and in whose hands does it lie? What is the key to this?
Well, it's different for each sport, but currently they're in special commission for status. So what that means is there's a conference committee, there's a host bill, Senate bill, and we want to have a special commission to study sport, specifically at the University of Minnesota, but at the whole University of Minnesota system. Having worked for the university, I know Crookston's got some of these problems too. Half the kids on that campus are student athletes. That's
yeah.
Reality, mainly online school. So we want to look and say, all right, let's have a special commission, and Regent Rocha proposed it to say, all right, let's go back 2 years, examine everything, because now the picture's clear, not a moving target and how much revenue is at. Let's re-examine that. Let's look at the current status, which even as sport in the country, there's now $5,980 payments made possible. Name, image, and likeness is really radicalizing the game, especially in basketball, to even new revenue streams like the Big Ten new TV deals. So it's different where everything is. And then we really wanted this commission to look at prescribing solutions for the future as obviously, more women than men are going to the university. That's not going to change. How can we be prepared for that? And then how can the U be driven to discover and be the model for every Big Ten school and every national school and every urban school?
Let me just stop you there. Do you think they got the kahunas to step up and be original?
Honestly, yes.
Do you?
I do. Having worked at the university, I do think that they have the ability to find sport management people. They have the Women's Tucker Center, which is incredible with research. They have all the pieces. You just need to have the gumption and sometimes a little nudge from the legislature to say, hey, this is a good idea. Yes, they're the three sports that were cut are bringing it forward, but it doesn't mean it's a bad idea to examine these things. That's a good thing.
And there's no law that says you can't bring them back.
There is no law that,
that I've seen.
I mean, track is still there.
Yeah, and the track is still there. The athletes are still willing, right?
Absolutely correct. I mean, all the kids are still there. A couple kids transferred out, you know, the fifth-year kids that are like, well, I still want to finish out my indoor career, and I only have a year left. You know, I'm going to go somewhere else, which we lost a couple kids in that. But a lot of these kids, they want to stay here. They want to wear the M. They want to represent their state, just as I did. That's why I went to the U.
Is tennis working hard? I mean, is each sport doing it on their own, or what do you got going?
Well, we got a weekly meeting between the three sports where there's different avenues, different angles, of course, to examine. But each sport looks at it differently. Gymnastics has a club model temporarily, then trying to get back to varsity status. Track is there, and basically we just need, like, to wear the uniform indoors. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, same coaches are there. Same batons are there. Nothing really changes on that. Tennis
shot put weighs the same.
They still have money in place that those endowments aren't getting allocated to anything right now. So they have these abilities to come back, but in different ways, and that's why we're working together, because, you know, from the many are working together to work as one.
Do you have confidence the legislature has their arms around this and understands it?
I think some do. I think it's very easy to get tripped up on procedural things with university autonomy. Again, the university was started before the state, so the legislature can't make them do anything. However, they can say, okay, we're going to remember you next year during the budget bills.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to remember what you said. But we don't want to be antagonistic like that. It really is, let's get the research out. Let's solve this together. And if you need some public dollars to do it, well, that's what we're here for.
Yeah. Yeah. The campaign, do you put deadlines on it? Does that have to be done by this session? How are you going about your business that way?
Well, obviously, it's you have to have some artificial deadlines, because session is one of them. But otherwise, it's ongoing. We've been at this for 2 years working on this project. And from Track's perspective, we really just flip the lights back on. Same amount of coaches, same amount of kids on the team. You really just wear the uniform and maybe take some bus trips to Iowa State with their 300-meter indoor track.
Yeah.
So we can flip that back on any time. The other sports are a little harder to turn back on, but that's why Track is so excited about this, to say, well, this isn't hard for us to do that.
Couldn't you, though, with all those sports, I mean, couldn't you geographically adjust to and say, look, we now have Division I sports all over in South Dakota and North Dakota. We've got Iowa State. We've got Drake. We've got Iowa. We've got Northern Iowa. We've got Wisconsin, Green Bay, Marquette. I mean, the list goes on and on. Couldn't you make it a more regional sport for these, and would that be enticing to them?
No, because at the D1 level, if you're a Hassan Mead, you know, Pride of South Minneapolis, and you can be Olympic trials, Olympics level, are you going to go to a team that is incomplete, or are you going to go to a team that you get to compete and effectively have a preseason, you know, no different than spring ball? You're going to choose the one with a full contingent. You're just going to. And that's exactly what we've seen with Maryland. Maryland cut their indoor team. Maryland is 13th out of 13 at the Outdoor Big Ten Championships. It's just more difficult to get the top talent from your own state, especially as St. Thomas is going Division I. Now we have an in-state competition.
Sure, and if they're offering something that's better than you're offering, it's pretty simple.
Well, you look at A to B, you know, it's tough. And we don't want to become Northwestern, which cut all their track in 1990.
Yep.
But we also don't want to become Maryland, that has an incomplete team. So that is why we still see hope, to say, you know, there's got to be a way, there's got to be an angle we can do this. And we're still examining every option.
Mike, appreciate it very much, and keep us updated.
Absolutely. Anytime you're back on, any sort of news, I'll let you know.
You got it. Mike Lindeman on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.